This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly.
This episode of Know-How is brought to you by iFixit. You've seen their teardowns all over the internet, the free repair guide for everything, and the ultimate marketplace for electronic tools and parts. For $5 off your purchase of $10 or more, go to iFixit.com/TWiT and enter the code KNOWHOW at checkout.
Today on Know-How,
comic cosplay.
Make it so.
Know-How, it's a Twitch show where we build, bend, break, and accessorize. I'm Father Robert Ballasaire.
I'm Brian Burnett.
And we're joined by, you may have noticed, Mr. Patrick Delahanty. Patrick, thank you for coming on, the occasional host of Know-How.
It's great to be back, and it's great to have Brian with me this time on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, now, people will notice.
Usually, I refuse to be on the show if Patrick's on the set.
Well, diva.
Diva.
We put aside our differences.
Yes, because Patrick is so hard to get along with.
Seriously, his writers, like green M&Ms, no dust on the set, it's very strange. Well, but if you look at the very closely at the Know-How background that we have during our regular shows, you may notice that there's actually three faces, and one belongs to this man.
Oh, the chalkboard, yeah. You don't have that.
I think
right
your
now.
Wife put that there, didn't she?
No, Greg did.
Greg did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Patrick, we brought you back because we've been having a series of episodes about this. We built the version 2 of our steampunk goggles, which are really cyberpunk. It's just something that we like doing. They're fun, they're easy to make, but we wanted to go a little deeper. And anytime you go deeper into something for, say, a Comic-Con or like the Silicon Valley event that we're going to have here, or even if you're doing something like DEF CON, where you want something a little standout-ish, it's not all Arduinos, wiring, and 3D printing. You actually need to start working on real costuming. And real costuming involves sewing.
Yes. And so it's unavoidable. You're going to have to sew
Make
something.
Make it so?
Yes.
Yeah,
I get it now.
It's hitting you.
But you're going to need to tie it all together, usually, and create something unique using fabric.
This has always been a serious deficiency in my fun, in my makerine fun.
Well, because you're a 3D printer guy, you're a programming guy.
I can do electronics. LEDs. I can manufacture. I can fabricate. But when it comes to cloth, about as good as I could do is like two pieces of cloth duct taped together. That's like my
duct
skill.
Tape. See, I used to be at that level too. And then I just learned how to do this, and it's a lot easier than I thought at first. It was so intimidating, but then I learned, and
I can
do stuff.
2 years ago, when Brian and I were at DEF CON together, there was a woman who was working on like a top, and she was sewing WS2812 LEDs into that top with conductive thread.
Yeah,
and I was thinking that's awesome. I'd love to do that, but I don't know how to sew. The few times I've tried it, it's just been to like repair something emergency because I need to use it right away. It's just I've never made it look right. You've actually built up the skill to build decent stuff. How did you do that?
Just practice. Mm. Buy cheap fabric, sew it together, and keep working on it. And nobody's an amazing
seamstress.
Nobody's amazing their first time out, and so you've just got like 1,000 bad iterations in front of you that you have to get through before you can do something great.
Now let's jump into this. If we're talking sewing, obviously you've got a sewing machine. You're not talking about just a needle and thread.
You could do a needle and thread. You could do it by hand, and it's going to take forever, and it's going to be painful, and it's not fun.
Yeah.
But this using machine, whether you get one yourself, they can run from $100 for a cheap one, which is probably going to break, to a few hundred bucks for a decent one.
And what is this, a decent one?
This is a pretty decent one.
And how much is this one?
I think it was $250.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you recommend this for like someone just starting out or practicing?
I'd recommend if you have a friend that has one, have them show you how to use it and try it on theirs. Just to to see if it's something you really want to invest in.
Before you, like, sew yourself to the machine?
Yes. Which maybe I've done.
That's why I don't use them.
Do you have a scary incident?
My mom had, she had, like, one of the old cast iron sewing machines that actually had the big wheel so that you could, like, manually advance or push back.
Yeah. Whoa.
And I was doing it, and I sewed right through the webbing of my foot.
Yeah, that's what I'm always
You do that once, and you go, no. Never again.
Mm-mm. No, I'd rather burn myself with soldering iron.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Which is why last year at CES, there was a company that wanted me to review their sewing machine. They had a sewing machine that you could load patterns into.
Oh.
And it would automatically stitch the pattern.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It was kind of cool, but I'm like, I'm never going to
use
that.
Like a 3D printer-esque sewing machine?
More 2D. But
yeah, 2D.
Well, that's like you probably go to the mall and you see the places that can embroider the names and everything. And that's
what it is.
That
makes sense. Okay.
All right, so when I'm sewing with needle and thread, basically, I know I do it wrong. I just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I know that's a lazy stitch because if it ever breaks, it means the entire thing falls apart. How does a sewing machine actually work?
I found a video from the New England Rubbish Destruction Society, NERDS. They were the first U.S. team on Scrap Heap Challenge, known as Junkyard Wars here in the U.S.
Okay, yeah.
And their audition video that they sent in was demonstrating how a sewing machine works. And they built a giant version using plywood and dowels and using Cat 5 cable as thread. And so we have a video that has them demonstrating how the sewing machine works.
The thread through the fabric. I'm the hook. I catch the thread once it's below the plate and loop it around the bobbin.
I'm the bobbin carrier. All I do is sit here and hold the bobbin and let the loop go around me.
And I'm also the tension arm. I pull the excess thread back up after the stitch gets formed by the bobbin. Here's how it works. First, the needle gets plunged through the fabric. The hook grabs and forms a loop.
Bobbin carrier allows the loop around.
And then the tension arm pulls the thread back up.
It's magic.
Forming a stitch.
So it makes a knot every time it goes down and up.
Pretty much.
Okay.
There's
two
threads, one held by the bobbin and one coming from the needle. And it locks them together.
So even if you break this thread at some point in the seam, it won't unravel as quickly as if it was just a single up and down.
It can unravel because it's not a knot, but it not as quickly because there's two that are intertwined.
Okay, I like that. All right, so on your machine, show us a little bit how this is working.
There's
so
little men inside, right?
Well,
that are doing this.
The nerds are down below here, and every time this needle goes down with the thread, it takes the thread off the needle.
Yep. Puts it around the bobbin, which is down here, and then pulls it back up and advances the fabric, and then it repeats.
Okay, but it's going to do that many times a second.
Yeah, it's going to do it real fast. Now, I should probably go over some of the terms.
Because I've got the sewing thing with the pointy thing and the thread thing. That's not what they're called.
I mean, obviously, we've got the needle here and thread. Needle and thread. All Everybody right, knows
basics.
That.
Yes,
this part I know these.
So we get the spool and we put the spool up here on the top of the machine. So it's there. Now, there's some machines have a needle threader, which is great because you can just put the thread in that and it will put it through the needle. Mine doesn't have that, so I have to get down there and eyeball it and try to get this thread
through
that tiny little hole.
Do you lick it, too? Do you lick it so you can make a good point?
You lick it because you have to have it pointy and go through it. And usually I'll cut the end of the thread. So if it's,
frayed,
it helps it get through there. We've got the bobbin, which I've got one here.
What's a bobbin?
This is a bobbin. It's essentially
like a little spool.
It's a tiny spool. And this goes down. I'll remove the bobbin cover here. This goes inside the machine down here. And as we saw in the Nerds video, this is what the thread goes around.
Okay. So it can knot itself.
Yeah. And so we'll wind this, and it will have some of the same thread that we have here on the original spool.
So you actually need two spools of thread.
Well, I need one spool, but and I'll show you how to do this.
Does that wind the bobbin? Do I have to do it automatically? Or?
It does it automatically.
It does.
I can show how to do that. And then we've got... We've got these little things down here. These are they're hard to see. They're little grooved things. They're called feed dogs.
Huh.
And they move the fabric.
Oh.
So after it's done the stitch,
I was wondering about that, because
it.
I mean, if it's at a constant rate,
yeah.
If you move too slowly, it stitches the same spot.
That
you move
sense.
Too fast, it stretches it out.
Yeah, so some of the ancient sewing machines, you'd have to move it yourself, but this has
mine.
It.
At the right
that's
pace.
Why I mean, sewed my finger.
I'll hold it down to keep it flat and to help it go and to guide it.
But you don't have to push
you know, get it going straight.
Anything.
But yeah, I don't. I just make
just
sure
it's, guide it.
I control the direction, but this moves it.
Okay.
So
cool.
You're not really pushing. You're kind of holding it against that what do they call that again?
The feed dogs.
Feed dogs.
And then here.
Doge. Feed doge.
Feed doge.
Okay.
And then here right above it is the presser foot. And so that keeps the fabric pressed down onto the feed dogs.
Okay.
Oh. See, I originally thought that was the thing that kept your finger from going under the needle, which I learned doesn't do that. At all.
The new ones actually sense moisture and will stop before so. No, I'm kidding.
Don't start with me. Because I
go
will
try
it.
Go,
no, that didn't work. Oh, look at that.
And then over here on the side, we've got this the hand wheel, which just manually moves it.
Okay.
So you can do precise movements.
If you're coming to one of those difficult parts in the stitch, you can just manually do it.
Hmm. Yeah, and so it'll do it at a slow rate that you can control with your hand. Rather than pressing on the foot pedal, which is down here on the floor, I'll hold it up. This is what I put my foot on, and this is the accelerator.
Oh.
So this can, and it's sensitive to the pressure, so I can make it really go or go just slowly.
Nice.
I have a feeling I would not be good at this because I always want to go fast.
You have a lead foot, yeah. And so you can do different sewing patterns and stuff like that too, or different stitching?
Yeah, there are different stitch options
cool.
on this machine. There's 49, or actually 50 different options, and they're all... I can set it to do different zigzag stitches or all sorts of fancy things. There's even buttonholes I could sew.
Huh. Are there any more, advantageous for the kind of cosplay stuff that you do, or...?
Normally, you just want to use a normal stitch, but if you're using some fabric that's stretchy, you may want to use a zigzag stitch.
Oh.
So when it stretches, the seam stretches out,
I was wondering about that, because I've sometimes tried to sew together dissimilar materials, and they always break right at the seam, so that would be a zigzag.
Yeah, if you're trying to do something stretchy and something that's not... that doesn't have any
that
give, that can be difficult. But, if you're doing stretchy stuff, you need to put some sort of zigzag in there.
Cool.
So then we've also got, there's a reverse button, and that will make it so when I press the foot, it goes in reverse. It's actually this button right
So
right
does
here.
That make it undo the stitching that you just did?
No, it sews it backwards, so it starts moving the fabric back.
So if there's a part that I think is going to need some extra stitching,
yes.
Strength.
Yeah. And I actually do that at the end of my stitches to
you
kind of
it.
Lock it.
That makes sense.
So I just sew back over itself, and then I go back, and so it makes kind of a knot.
If someone was going to get into this, what's the minimum that they need? So obviously we're saying thread and needle is not going to cut it. You're going to want yourself some sort of machine.
Yeah, I mean, a thread and needle, if you're just repairing a hole or something, it's fine. But if you're making a costume, you're going to need to have a machine. So maybe borrow somebody's at first and then, you know, pick up a machine when it's on sale or there's a discount.
But I mean,
if
I was looking at buying something, how do I tell the difference between a decent machine and junk? Or is it just something I can look at the reviews?
Yeah, look at reviews, talk to people who've used it, and there's plenty of communities out there for cosplay or just people that sew.
It's probably not going to be one of the units I see on late night television, the Amazing Stitch-O-Matic or something.
It's okay, only 4 easy payments of $39.95.
Yeah, and you know, if you go into Walmart and you see the cheapest one there, it's probably not the best.
The cheapest one there.
You get what you pay for.
Okay.
But you also don't need to pay a lot because you don't need something that does like all the automatic
I probably
stuff.
Don't need an internet-connected sewing machine.
Yeah.
That's always listening. Machine, sew now.
It gives you a grade and uploads it to Twitter.
Yeah.
I scored 89 on my latest stitch.
And then we've got this tool.
You
know what this is?
I seen this. I used to just poke my brother with it, but... I think
it probably has a proper name,
don't they
name,
use
right?
this in, like, needlecraft?
I don't know. I don't know.
Right, what do you use it for, Patrick?
It's a seam ripper.
Oh.
So if you mess up, I mean, when you mess up,
yeah.
you have to go and it cuts all of the thread so you, that you can
can't I just
pull
do
it all
with,
apart.
Like, scissors?
And then you cut the fabric.
It's hard
too,
to get
right?
the scissors down in there. That's
oh,
got that
okay.
fine point. And it's got a little blade on the inside, so you just have to go through it. And you will mess up. You'll do a seam, and you'll realize, oh, I did it inside out. And you have to rip everything out and
oh,
do
that's
it over.
Sharp. Ooh, that's
what's
really
wrong
sharp.
With doing it inside out in fabric?
Like, well, if you're doing a shirt and one sleeve has the seam on the outside and
oh,
one is inside,
yeah.
you don't... Yeah, so
I didn't
you have
even
to,
think of that. So when
everybody's done that. Or,
well, I guess you'll show us how you sew fabric yeah. together, but...
All right, so let's do this. You got to start showing us how this actually
yes.
works. You got me curious.
All right. So when you're making something, you need a pattern. You need something to follow, and so you can find a lot of patterns online. You can find them at Joann Fabric or any fabric store, and so you need something to use as a basis for what you're making. And so it helps to follow a pattern. And a lot of the patterns that you can buy, they'll come with guidelines for how much fabric you need. So it'll say, oh, you need 5 yards of this, 1 yard of this, and et cetera. And you can buy the fabric in quarter yard lengths, so quarter, half, three quarters, a yard, 5 yards, whatever. If you're using expensive fabric, I recommend getting some of this too. It's called muslin, not muslim.
No, I've seen. Actually, I use this. This is the material I have.
This is
for my background.
Like
right.
under a dollar a yard, and so it's
not the highest grade stuff.
It's terrible stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want to use this in a final thing, but it's really good to make your own patterns with.
Practice.
Yeah. So practice if rather than taking some $10 a yard fabric and messing that up and having to go buy more, use this and experiment with this and try it, and you could pin it together and try it on and then see if it fits before going to the expensive stuff.
Okay.
And also, once you try it on, if it works, you can pull it apart and use that as the pattern for the expense.
Okay, so with this pattern, what are we going to make?
So I figure for this, we'll do something just really simple. We're going to make a bag.
A bag.
Yep, just
so
a little
that's
bag.
Like three seams and you've got a bag.
Or
really
a satchel.
You can really do it with just two seams if you take one piece of fabric and fold it.
Oh, yeah.
That's math, bro.
Obviously, Patrick has done this project before.
Okay, let's get to the bag in just a bit. But first, let's go ahead and take a look at these messages. We'll be back to Know How in a bit. But first, let's go ahead and take a moment to thank a sponsor of this episode of Know How. And of course, it's got to be iFixit. Now, you've seen Brian and I use iFixit over the years. It's the tools that we prefer because we like to do things right. We all know that horrible, horrible feeling of doing the wrong thing with the wrong tool, using a straight-edge screwdriver so that you could pry open a case, leaving a couple of scuff marks, a couple of things that you can't fix later on. Well, folks, don't do that anymore. Use the right tools for each job. Do it the right way. Do it the iFixit way. Now, iFixit has more than 22,000 free repair guides and 90,000 troubleshooting solutions. The good people at iFixit are experts in consumer electronics repair. You've seen their teardowns. You know that they understand what they're doing, and they design their toolkits to support that kind of work. iFixit provides all the repair knowledge that you need for free. They also sell a wide array of parts and tools to help you get the job done right and done quickly. They know what they're doing, so they want you to have the same tools that they have. That's the iFixit Pro Tech Toolkit. It's a completely reimagined design. It's just as rugged and portable as before, but they've taken your feedback and they've integrated it into the solution. Now, their kit shows an obsession with details, things like a durable canvas case, a hand-selected high-quality steel bit collection, custom anodized aluminum driver handle, and they've thought of everything. So you only have to worry about the fix and not the tools that you're using. It includes their 64-bit driver kit, precision ESD-safe tweezers, including a pair of reverse tweezers, a wide variety of plastic opening tools and picks to safely work on tablets and smartphones without destroying the case or the screen, as well as things like suction cups for display assembly removal, a metal spudger, and iFixit's own rubber-handed Jimmy Pry tool. The ProTech Toolkit is the last precision toolkit that you'll ever need, and that's why they've given it a lifetime guarantee. Folks, the people at iFixit never stop repairing. And with this toolkit under your belt, you won't either. Head over to iFixit.com/twit and use the code KNOWHOW at checkout to save $5 on your purchase of $10 or more.
Even if you don't buy anything, you can still use their free repair guides, troubleshooting answer forms, and other educational resources on their website anytime your tech has an accident. That's ifixit.com/twit. ifixit.com/twit. And we thank iFixit for their support of Know How.
And we're back. Okay, so the sewing machine is off the table because we don't need it right now, right?
Yes, we're cutting fabric.
We have to cut fabric. And I think this is like many of the projects. You make the project so much easier to do if you actually plan what you're going to do before you start cutting.
No, just start. Don't think about it.
Which I am guilty of all the time. I've done projects where I grab all the pieces and just start working on it. I'm like, you know what? I could have eliminated steps 15 through 40.
Isn't it cut once, measure 3 or 4 or 15 times?
Yeah, or cut, keep measuring. Just cut once, keep cut once, then measure, then cut again, and then cut again.
And then
measure,
just keep then, cutting yeah. and cutting.
And yeah. then go to the store and buy more stuff
more
because
fabric,
you
yeah.
cut everything. And, no, so in this case, you're taking the... This is not the muslin. This is what?
This is... I'm not even sure what kind of fabric this is. I used it for my Amon costume, which okay. was on an episode
right.
of Know How like
that,
2
actually,
years
that
ago.
That was really good. That was a great costume.
Thank
so you.
You
sewed all that?
I made all of that.
Okay. Nice. All right. So now... What do you need to do? So I have material. I see that it's already been cut on a little bit.
Yeah.
What are you actually going to be measuring out here?
Well, how big do we want this bag? What kind of, like, do you want a 1 foot by 1 foot? Or
I don't think too big.
How big of a bag?
Let's make like a
little. I kind of want a purse, you know, just throw my cell phone in there.
So a hippo bag.
Hippo bag.
Okay, so let's make a hippo bag.
Well, let's say we want it 12 inches wide.
Okay. Yeah, so let's make it simple. 12 by 12.
12 by 12.
So when
okay.
you fold it over, it'll be 6 inches.
Yeah,
six
so
inches.
So we're going to have this fold over, so it'll be 24 inches.
Oh, okay.
Because
oh,
we want okay. it doubled up.
Got it.
And then 12 inches wide. So if I was doing a shirt or pants or something, I could have a pattern, and I'd lay it out on top of here, and I would... trace the outline.
That's always that like really thin paper, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like tracing
that.
My
mom used to do that.
It's cheap.
It's cheap.
I mean, I've also done printouts on my computer, taped the paper together, and it doesn't matter what kind of paper it is.
Okay.
But so when you trace the pattern, you can use like just a pencil if it's light fabric because that'll wash out, or just something like that.
Or but a permanent marker.
I have on muslin. I've used a Sharpie because it's easy and I don't care about the muslin.
Yeah.
It's just a test pattern anyway. On fabric like this, what I used when I did my Amon, I used this. It's chalk.
Oh.
And so I can make my pattern and know where to cut. I can put my cut lines using this.
Cool.
So we want 12 inches. I'll measure that here. 12.
Do-de-do.
By 24.
I see.
24. It's a big bag.
Yeah, right?
Come all the way down.
24.
Right. 24. Oh, I'm going to be able to put my laptop in there.
Yeah, maybe. iPads?
Switch.
Put your switch in there. Is this 12...
No. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
It's a little curved.
Yeah, it's a little thin.
But
on
you know
side,
what? This is that's close enough for Noah.
Yeah, we're doing it quick and dirty. Now, when I sew this together, I need some space on the edge
For the seam.
For the seam. So we leave what's called a seam allowance.
And how much is the seam allowance?
It depends if you want finished seams or if you just want to have loose seams.
So it depends on how good you are.
Yeah, if you have like the exposed stuff like this, that's unfinished
but
seam.
We're going to invert
just sew
this,
it together.
Right? So the seams are actually going to be the inside
yeah.
of the bag.
So it doesn't. So we don't need to make it look nice. But if you're having some seams that might be exposed, you probably want to do a finished seam. You just wrap it over and then sew it.
So yeah, that's
you just fold it over
on
yourself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So we'll just do...
Again, remember, mine would be made with cloth and duct tape. So
exactly.
This is a definite step up.
All right. So we can just give it like, you know, half inch to an inch extra.
A little border.
Yeah, a little border.
It
sometimes I don't even bother doing this. I just know to cut...
That's just how good he is.
Now. I would need to leave like 6 inches of seam. I've know I'm gonna be messing up.
There's always a chance I forget to leave the seam allowance, and I've done that so many times. I cut it and then realize,
don't.
Oh,
so it's a little smaller than you wanted. That's
yeah,
fine.
You know, sometimes it works out. Sometimes I can work around it. So these are my nice fabric scissors.
Okay,
only used.
I noticed you keep them in a special carrier. Yeah. That tells people do not use this to cut anything
else. Yes, and I've told my wife don't use these for paper.
What?
Don't cut duct tape with these. They get all gummed
what about
up.
Cutting flowers.
I have the same thing for my fiber shears.
Yeah, you have.
Because that's what they're designed for. You cut anything else and you'll destroy them.
But they cut so nice.
How much do these cost?
They were actually a gift, so I'm not sure.
That's the best way to get into sewing.
I'd guess 10, 20 bucks. I don't know.
They look nice.
From a fellow cosplayer.
I bet I could cut wire really well with that.
I bet you could.
Maybe even fiber.
I don't think you should. And also, it's great to bring to conventions because there's a bottle opener.
Jeez. Wow. So this is reaching out to a particular... part of the seamstress industry.
That's probably not meant as a bottle opener, but
that's what it's been used for.
Could be, yeah.
The more you use it while sewing, though, the worse your project gets.
Now, this is not going to have any really tricky curves because it's a bag. It's straight up. But if I did need to make a curve, like it's a costume, so it's going over a joint, how do I just leave extra material? Because I don't know how to do something when it's going to be moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that... curves can be tough because the machine wants to sew in a straight line.
Yeah.
And so if you're doing fabric on something that is round.
Yeah. Like most of me.
Yeah, you're going to have to, put.
We're going to need a special
sewing machine.
There's
a lot of curves here, Patrick.
You're going to have to put darts in or.
Wait, darts?
Cut.
It's a dart.
It's like you.
Like a pleat?
Kind of. Like when you have. Something like this.
It's an allowance of material for the movement.
And then you'd sew it here so that you have half of it and it kind of curves.
Let's make a bag.
Yeah. but that's why I say find a pattern for what you want to do. And like if you're doing cosplay, you may not find a pattern for the particular character, but you might find something similar that you can modify. And then
I want that.
Okay, you can have
Thank
that.
Thank you.
It's all yours.
He's like, I want material. I'm going to sew.
But you can get something similar that you can modify, or get like maybe the top from one pattern, the pants from something else, or what?
Right.
And they have all sorts of fantasy costumes, robes. So if you want to do Jedi, actually Jedi's easy.
Jedi's
so many people have done.
Here's a problem though. What you're going to have anytime you're doing some sort of cosplay based on a popular character, which is you can do a lot of things in animation that don't actually work in the real world.
Yes.
The shirts don't actually stand up the way that they do in Dragon
Ball. I've already finished my cosplay costume.
Cranky Ninja.
Here. There you go.
And so
sweet.
Fold it over in itself and we'll pin it so it stays in place.
Oh, okay.
Steam Ninja.
Steam Ninja.
Look cool now.
Boy, do I feel cool. Cosplay.
Okay, so why are we pinning this?
I'm pinning this so that when I put it in the machine and sew it, it will stay where I want it to be and it won't end up. I don't want the edges like coming out like, it didn't. Yeah.
But you have to remove the pins as you.
Yeah, sew. As I sew, I'll pull the pins out.
Okay.
What if you're not fast enough?
Sure, I have no idea.
Well, I control the speed.
Oh, boy.
You say so. But this will also let me see what the final product would be, which, it's on a bag, so it's not.
We can imagine. Okay.
As I'm watching you do this, I've already got in my mind, I'm like, okay, so I could totally make the X or Y. I'm really big into the Expanse right now, and I've been dying to make one of the Martian space vac suits, but it required, have to tailor that thing. Because I can 3D print like the armor, but the underlying layer, it's just really well-made
and then
stitching.
Like 3D printed stuff to fabric is probably
you may have to use like Ninja Flex material because I don't see fabric bonding to like PLA.
A lot of people do when they're doing something hard on fabric is you get the Velcro.
Okay, yeah.
But don't use this Velcro.
Why?
Because this is the sticky back, and I've made the mistake when you sew this, you gunk up your machine, the needle gets all sticky, and you have to replace the needle. You can't get that stuff off.
Okay, so get Velcro that doesn't have any adhesive.
Yeah,
okay.
And this adhesive is terrible anyway, so even on the 3D even printed on, yeah, thing, you want to use super glue or something, epoxy.
I'm wondering, is there some sort of pattern I could leave in a PLA printed 3D piece that would like lend itself to being sewn into?
I don't know.
We'll see.
And since I'm doing this bag inside out,
right,
so the seams will be in the inside, I'm just going to fold down the top edge
so you can
on
make
itself,
a nice clean
so I can have a nice clean edge there. And even though it was kind of a rough cut, because I'm folding it, we'll get a nice straight edge. So fold that there, and I'm only doing it to one side. I'm not doing it all the way through.
Yeah, question about that. So when I'm cutting from material that I've already used, do I care about straight edges on the material, or I'm just assume I'm going to make all the edges in the final product?
Yeah, what you cut is probably going to be hidden, whether you've hidden the seam, you've done a finished seam, or you just fold it over like this. You'll want to do an edge like that, so it's, you know, somewhat decent looking. Mm. And there we go. And
we got to do the other side too, right?
Yeah, I'll do the other side. But and then I'll get the machine up. And we can finish it off.
You know, Brian, maybe this year we have to do proper Halloween costumes.
I just stole your collar this year. Yeah, and then wore like a jacket with it.
Wait, isn't that the collar that you also put on Tibbs?
Yeah. So, you gave it to me a long time ago.
Well, you want the sad story behind that?
Wasn't it your first one?
That wasn't my first one, but that was a collar that I wore like 20 years ago.
Wow. It fits me perfectly.
It's exactly. So now it fits you perfect. So and that used to be big on me. So I used to be smaller than you.
I've seen pictures. You're
FYI,
a little
guy. Yeah. FYI. FYI. It's going to happen to you.
Oh, boy. Something. That's the curse of the collar, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
All right.
So we've got our bag pinned out. Is the next step just to sew?
Yeah. Next
cool.
Step, we can get the machine back here.
Okay, now so this was easy because it was straight.
Yeah.
If you were doing a curve, would you do the same thing? Would you like pin along the curve?
Like at the bottom?
Right.
Yeah. And I'd have to, you know, have it cut down there and pin along that. But it would kind of be a flat bag with a rounded bottom. It wouldn't be three-dimensionally round like bowling ball. It wouldn't hold a bowling ball like even nice and cleanly, because you'd need to do maybe four parts, split it up. Round stuff is harder.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, let's get to it. We're going to be sewing in just a second, but first, these messages.
Previously on Twit.
Might look like I was on vacation on my face. No, that is VR goggles.
It's like maybe a little sunburn, but no, it's just... Maybe you need
nerd
to loosen.
Burn.
Yeah,
nerd
call burn. That's what it is.
Nerd
need to loosen
burn.
The straps, I think, a little bit.
Triangulation.
We're talking with Cory Doctorow, his newest book, Walk Away.
A lot of it is about what happens when people who have very strong political beliefs start to compromise on them, and how compromise can slide you from, you know, don't be evil to surveillance capitalism in a bunch of very small steps.
Security Now.
This is a bad idea.
Uh-oh.
MasterCard unveils next generation biometric card. But a thumbprint is not exact. Yes, it's better than nothing. But if we look at the technology that had to be employed, it doesn't mean that this is cryptographically secure.
Know-how.
We're making a Raspberry Pi elect.
Tell me about the weather.
In Santa Rosa, there's a flood warning in effect until Friday.
We're going to be using the Amazon trigger word a lot. So when you hear bleeps, it's us saying not us saying
This is your brain. This is your brain on Twit. Any questions?
Welcome back. We're here with Patrick Delahanty. Patrick, you've got your bag pinned out. Well, this is the easiest example that we can make.
Yeah.
So show us how you're going to go from this pinned out piece of fabric to an actual sewn together, stitched bag.
All right. Well, we've got to get the machine. This is all set. I've got the pins and everything. So we got to get the machine set up to go.
All right, let's go.
So the first thing is I need the bobbin to have the same thread on this little bobbin spool as on the on this main spool.
Now, this is just a way for you to redirect the thread. So it's going straight out
so
and
I've,
straight over.
I've put it through here, and actually I put it through the wrong one.
Are there different kinds of thread that you would use for different I mean, obviously different colors, but are there different types of thread, like nylon or cotton? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or any more?
I usually stick with standard thread, but there are different kinds. And you can pick. I usually just try to pick the one that has the color closest to whatever
you want.
I'm sewing. So this is a nice gray one that's pretty close to
silk thread.
Yeah.
For the velour. Sexiest making.
All right, so I put the thread through the little hole in the bobbin here, and I'll put it on the side, turn this thing on, and...
So you're just now you're just winding the bobbin.
Yep, I'm just winding.
Whoa. That's fast.
And so you can see the little bobbin here. It's getting more and more thread on it. Should be enough for the bag.
I had no idea that that's what that did. I always just thought it was...
Switch it off, and I will cut.
Okay.
Besides, I like the name Bobbin.
Bobbin. Hello, Bobbin.
So, whoops.
Oh, no.
Party foul.
So what happens when you do that? Do it again?
That's what happens when you go fast.
No, it got looped around the bottom by mistake. I think I can just cut that part off. It'll be fine. You can edit that out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're not going to edit
through the magic of editing, this is all going to be left in.
Yeah.
Because ain't no way Brian's going to cut that out.
Now I have to put the bobbin down in this bobbin holder. And
then immediately sew your finger
to
the machine.
So now the bobbin's set.
It's bobbin's in there. I'll put the cover on.
Merry bobbin.
It's in there.
Wow.
Now
I thought that was
going to
be a lot more painful.
This is the painful part. I have to thread the machine. So I can go here so you can see more.
It's going to get intense.
There we go. So it actually has little arrows on here telling me the order. So it goes around this, down here, back up, and then...
It's got to grab it and then pull it down for you.
Come on, where is it? Grabs that.
It's like some kind of torture device.
Back down here.
That's what I thought.
Around.
It went through my finger.
Ah!
The best part was
this part.
I was sewn into the fabric.
Right. So what are you like, Mom?
I was like, Mom!
And now I have to get it.
And then she hit me for using her sewing machine.
In the needle.
Wow. There's a surprising amount of childhood trauma that goes along with this project.
Yeah, right? It's bringing up some memories.
Come on.
You got this.
This part I do remember because my mom always made me do this for her. she couldn't see it anymore. She's like, I don't know where it is.
No, actually, I used to do that with my grandma because she would do needlepoint.
Okay.
She did like paintings, but she would take an image and do needlepoint, and I'd have to help her.
Now, the one thing that the internet-connected sewing machine that they wanted us to review, the one thing it did do automatically was it did all this. So it would do all the threading for you.
I want it.
Yeah, $700.
Put it in here. Let me come up back.
The only reason why it was internet connected was because you could download patterns. It's like,
okay.
How many?
Well, you can
20-50,000
patterns.
Put it on an
SD card. Yeah.
All right. So this is primed. This is ready to go.
Primed and ready to go. So I'm going to start down here at the seam.
Okay.
Because if I start at the top, if I have any extra fabric, it's just going to
If you go this way, it'll
actually... Yeah, any extra fabric, it'll even out.
That makes sense.
Okay, so you have to pull the pins as you go, or...?
Sounds like a grenade.
I'll pull the pins. I want to start as close to that fold as I can. I'll pull the first one out.
Do you hear a ticking noise?
I do. Okay.
Oh, his fingers are going to get sewn in.
This is where you would use a pin cushion to put the pins, but I'm just going to put it in my pin box here.
Yeah, Brian, we all like pin cushions.
Yeah.
I don't have a pin cushion. I just keep them in here.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hold on to this piece of fabric, because if I don't, it'll just get loose. And
hold on to your fabric.
Oh, boy.
Oh. So this is you pressing the foot pedal.
Yep, and I can hit the reverse and make it go back to make a nice...
Let's make it exciting, Patrick. Allow me to have the foot
pedal. All right, let's go.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. You know what? That goes a lot faster than I could do it with just a thread and needle.
Yeah.
So now you're pulling it through.
Well, I'm just making
it
straight.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're letting
it. I'm not actually pulling.
You're letting the Doge feet pull it through, or Doge
feet.
What are they called? The dog feeders or dog?
Sure. The
Doge feeder.
Doge feet.
I'm staying along my not so straight line.
Feed dogs.
Feed dogs,
technically.
Yes. Let me pull this last pin over here out. Now, I may have... The pins I've got going across are a little close. So. All right. And go backwards.
And that's just
forward.
So that you can make
yeah,
that...
Yeah, so it's kind of...
Because that's where all the stress is going to be.
Yeah, kind of making a little knot. So now I've manually pulled the needle up. I'll do that to pull the foot up.
Okay, okay, I've been at this point. So at this point, you can't just cut the thread because otherwise it won't go right for the next one, right?
You cut the thread.
That's it?
You cut. You notice there were two threads. One's right. coming out of the bobbin. The other one comes out of the needle.
Yeah. Okay.
So now that I have this, can I just leave that there or do I have to do anything to it?
No, we'll leave that there for the next seam.
Okay.
So I'll just go to the other side here. Now... For this, I made the mistake. I've got the needles on this side, but the machine is on the... So it makes it... I either have to go through and put it all through this tiny side here, or I have to flip it over and pull the needles out from the bottom.
I think for your penance, you should do it the hard way.
I think both are the hard way, aren't they?
I think I'll do the pull them from the bottom.
This is what you get for making mistakes on Know How. We don't make mistakes.
This is what I get when I'm trying to do something quick for the purposes of Know How.
Which is why we never make mistakes on Know How.
Sounds like an excuse, Patrick. Our live demos never go wrong.
Yeah. So I'm holding, it's hard to see, but I'm holding both the bobbin and the main thread.
Just to keep it out of the way.
Yeah, and to keep it kind of tight.
Okay.
Because if I don't, it's just going to come loose and... It'll make a mess.
Okay.
So we'll start it off slow. And then I'll go backwards to kind of knot up that end and lock it off.
Hey, Brian, step on the pedal.
Oops.
Oh, Brian, what are you doing? Brian, stop. No.
Sorry, Patrick. That was
fun. I regret nothing.
I'm going to pull that needle out. And I'll pull this needle out, which already went under a little bit.
This part really does appeal to me.
Yeah.
Just so I can hear that noise.
Yeah. And it's nice seeing the progress as I go along. It's like, oh, that's already done.
Nice.
And the problem is at some point I'd have to have the grand reveal of what I made, and I'd go, oh.
All right.
Oh. You just wanted to just sell. Yeah. You don't care what you make.
That side seam is done, so I'll do the same thing. Cut this.
All right, now how do I do this? Because you've got this weird opening stitch.
Yeah, and I can't just sew it here because I'd end up sewing.
It wouldn't be a bag.
It would be a pillow. An empty pillow.
Yeah, the worst pillow ever.
A pillow, a little stuffing. So yeah, I'll just have to pull it. And do it.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, so this could be a little tricky, but I also might be able to do it with one stitch going all the way around. So
that's pro level. Achievement unlocked.
Since I've already sewn these sides, I could actually cut off the excess. I don't want to cut too close to the seam,
right?
Because that'll cause problems, but I've got a lot of excess here, so we can clean this up, and that'll actually help when I do the top.
So just stay away. Don't cut through the stitch, because if you do, that's a dead stitch.
Yeah, you've got to do it all over. So I'm just going to clean this up so the top ends up coming out a little better.
Should we bring a sewing machine to DEF CON?
What would you do with a sewing machine?
If we were going to sew, like, LEDs into something.
Yeah.
If you're doing that, you might be able to just hand sew a few spots. You don't really need...
Well, you got to see, the hardware hacking village at DEF CON is not just for quote-unquote hardware. It's really for anyone who wants to make stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Or take all your LEDs.
All right.
I'm still bitter about that.
So now I've got these edges, not as much loose fabric on the end. They're a lot cleaner, so that when we do put this inside out, there won't be a lot of extra crap in the middle of the bag. All right, now let's do this edge here.
Now, I'm looking forward to putting your bag to the test.
Okay.
I'm going to put my switch in there.
All right.
See what happens.
Yes, we'll do this.
Well, Patrick doesn't have anything to
swing it around.
When you're doing,
look at the stitching.
When you're doing sleeves or something, you might want to put it around the machine, but maybe it's too big here. What? You just take that off. And now it's a lot smaller.
It's a transformer.
It just transformed into something that can handle.
Now, I've heard of double stitching. Is that just going back over the same line with another pass? Or
As I understand it, yes.
Okay.
And then at the end, can we stitch this onto either side and make it a little...
Wow. Sure. So let's make the nice bag and put the raggedy piece of material on it. Is that what you want?
Nice bag?
This is, hey, no, he hasn't turned it inside out yet. You have no idea what it looks like.
That's true.
All right. This shouldn't take much longer.
So you're going to try to go all the way around?
I'm going to try to go all the way around. And essentially, this is kind of like doing a sleeve.
I'm very focused on it. I just keep seeing the fingers next to the needle.
Why do you think I'm leaning back? I'm like, I don't want to be near that thing. It hurt me.
When you're sewing heavier fabrics, you may need to make some adjustments to the machine. Because, like, when you're doing pleather or actual leather or fleece, it's bigger, thicker fabrics. Or when you're doing denim and you have to get to the crotch where it's very thick.
Yeah, right.
There's a tension arm that helps you control the tension of the thread. You can also adjust the height. So there are more challenging things.
It's not just put in the material and push. You actually have to think about what you're going to be making.
And also when you're thinking about the fabric you're picking out, if you're doing pants, you probably want something opaque so they can all see your underwear through it. But
says you.
Yeah. Well, it depends, depends what you're making. That was all.
If you're making a thong, that's not, no, okay.
No, I just went all the way around without doing...
I make my own underwear.
Went all the way around without stopping to do the other side.
Wow.
And here we have it. It's an inside-out bag.
Okay, no, so turn it, right side out. Turn it right side up.
See what it looks like.
Wait.
Pull it inside out.
What? That does look pretty good.
Ta-da! Well, actually, that's
push
well,
out the
looks
corners.
Immensely better than anything I would have made. So,
and you know, just iron it, get these folds out of it.
That's actually kind of cool.
And we've got a bag for your Nintendo Switch, or
I want a strap,
or a hat for Padre. There's excess thread we can cut off, but
no, I kind of like it.
He likes the extra thread.
It's like TV's Frank's curl.
So, like, folks, if you like this project, it means that you're a maker, and you should be happy for the fact that you like creative. Hold on. It's right in my eyes. That's much better. So this is my finished bag. This, if you hadn't been explaining it, it would have taken you all of 5 minutes to make this thing.
Yeah, and I would have had more precise measurements, but, you know.
So what are the more difficult things that people need to watch for? As they're thinking about something they're going to make, of course, they should start with something simple, like a bag, just to get their technique down. But what has been the most challenging thing that you've done when you've made a costume?
Some challenging stuff, some mistakes I've made are not getting enough fabric.
Okay.
And so it's great to do a pattern.
Being cheap on the fabric, going, I only need 2 yards.
Yeah, and well, when it's expensive, you don't want to get too much. And so now I've learned, okay, get the muslin first, make it out of that, and then I can figure out how much I actually need. And by that, I've actually had the situation where I was making something, ran out, went back, they didn't have any more. I had to go to a different store and see if they had that. It took like 4 stores before I found more of the same color, same material. And also, another challenging part is just all those curves and trying to find a pattern that works. And I've actually taken old jeans or old shirts and pulled them apart to use them as patterns, which is great because I know it fits me. Like an old pair of pants, it's got a hole in the knee. I don't need that anymore, so I cut it apart.
Actually, that does make sense. Like if you're going to be making a costume, why not start with something you know fits?
Yeah,
right.
That's your pattern, and then you can add stuff onto it to make it look more like the character.
Right.
But you do have to like take it apart, right, to get the because you have to lay it out flat.
Yeah, I have done some stuff where I haven't taken it apart and I've laid it out flat, and that only works if you can lay it flat. If there's some curves in it, or then. You're going to have to cut it or make some approximations.
Okay.
I like this. This is actually, Patrick, this is very nice. This is definitely something we're going to add to the know-how repertoire. So I'm gonna actually. I can get that old machine. My mom still has that machine. She doesn't sew anymore. So.
Are you sure you can handle the trauma?
I don't.
The repressed memories that you have.
This will be good for me, Brian. It'll be like, no. You're gonna do what I say now.
The thing about those old machines is they work great. You may have to hand do it if it's that old. But
Patrick.
No, I mean, she had a pedal.
Sure, Elise is going to be so happy.
What do you mean? This is for me.
Oh, for you and you. Well, watch out for the pins.
Don't.
This is a man bag, guys. Oh, you can tell.
You can tell because at any point that bag might hurt you.
Because it's got pins in it. Yeah. The bag that bites back.
Patrick, thank you so very much for this. It's always nice to get something that's a little bit different. I mean, we're really big into 3D printing. We're really big into hardware and electronics, but cosplay is something I love to see, but I'm horrible at. I want you to come back more often and show us your secrets.
Yeah. Well, I know this is a sewing machine. People are like, why is that tech? Why is that on Twit? But this is something people should know, whether you're making a costume or you're fixing curtains.
Oh, man.
So do you think...
Learn to use this.
Do you think I paid enough attention to Patrick to be able to sew it myself?
Oh, my gosh.
It couldn't be that hard.
We're about to destroy the bag.
No.
All right. Okay, well, Patrick, seams. don't give him any hints. God. Just let him see.
Well, let's
see what happens here.
Okay, lining it up.
This is going to be bad.
All right, and there's the foot pedal.
Actually, you want to put it here because it pushes back.
I would have actually pushes back?
So you want to start.
So inside out again.
Oh, right. That's...
So I want to the outside of the bag, but that's just me.
Yeah, that is the outside of the bag.
Oh.
You want to turn the bag inside out?
I'm just
see how well I listen.
You probably want all the ugly stuff on the inside of the bag.
It's an ugly strap. It's
ugly. It's the style now.
It's the style, guys. It's basic. Isn't that what the kids say? All right, fine. Let me try this again. So on fleek, yeah. So, but I don't want to sew the bag together.
You don't want to sew the bag shut.
So I got to put it around.
Yeah.
And then I guess I'll just go over the seam like that, kind of.
Yeah.
And just floor it, Brian. Just floor it.
It can't be that sensitive.
Now remember, it pushes back, so you want to start it over here.
Right, start it like that?
No, you're just going to end up sewing that.
Oh, right. Why do I keep forgetting that concept? It's going away from me.
Yes.
It
goes away.
And that we're going to reenact what happened to Padre when he sewed himself.
Memories.
You're going to push this down.
Oh, God.
The loose thread here.
Yeah. And pull it over. Oh, right. It's got to be a little taut.
Where's the other one?
I don't know. I lost it. Oh, is it? No, that's part of my strap.
I think you've wiped it out with the bottom of the bag there.
We'll just go for it,
right? All right, and then the pedal.
Full speed, Brian.
No way.
Full speed.
No.
What?
You're doing it. You're doing it.
Move the doges. Doge feet.
How do you go backwards now? This. Ah, button.
And you press and hold it while you hit the pedal. Different machines have different ways of doing it. Some have
because I want this strap to be strong. So
yeah.
So you should do it like 15 times. Well, you don't want to drop your switch
back and forth. I got my thumb so close.
This will end in tears.
Okay, so that's one strap.
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta cut the thread. You gotta pull it away and cut the thread.
Raise the foot.
Raise the foot.
And then you can just... You gotta move the needle so it's up.
Whoop.
And we can just pull it out.
Yeah. Padre, I'm making.
You are... Yes, that is made.
We'll cut this off.
Thank you. See, Patrick, you did such a good job teaching me. Now I know how to do it. We can wrap up the show, and I'll do the other side.
All right. Patrick, if you could tell the folks at home where they can find you. You do several interesting tidbits outside of Twit. Which one do you want to show off?
We're talking about cosplay and conventions, so I think the place people should head is to fancons.com. I have a website that lists every convention that I know of and that other people have told me about. And so if you're looking for a convention near you, fancons.com, there's literally a convention every weekend somewhere in the world, even Christmas weekend.
You just got back from Boston for...
It was at Anime Boston. Yeah. I founded that convention
15
years ago.
Oh, man.
And now it's got over 25,000 people.
That's awesome. Understand that you have a website dedicated entirely to chips.
Yes, what? I do have chips-tv.com.
I understand they have a restraining order against
you. No, they do not. But, I have a chips website, and I have a movie review. Spoiler alert, it's terrible.
Aw, the motorcycle scenes were kind of cool.
But yeah, on April 1st, I posted a clip from my appearance on CNET. Actually, I didn't appear. My website appeared on CNET in 1996.
Wow.
And the clip also has Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, what?
A very young Ryan Seacrest.
Is that good?
Why?
But, yeah.
All right, Patrick, thank you again. Now, you're going to be on next week. What are you going to be showing us?
We're going to do some molding of gems.
We're
going to make some little prop shinies.
So a little bit of costuming, a little bit of gemming.
Yeah.
This is what you need. You're going to be making your Infinity Wars costume.
Yeah, nice. If you want to make a gauntlet, if you want to do Thanos, you can make all the gems, and that'll be great.
Now, Patrick Delahunty, again, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
You are a natural part of Know How.
Hey, I'm on the board.
Yeah, you're on the board. Folks, if you do want to find out more about Know How, more about our episodes, more about the show notes for this particular episode, what you need to do is to go to our show notes page. Brian, where are they going to find that?
Oh, they can find them at twit.tv/KH. And like Padre said, you'll find everything that we mentioned. And also, you should go there so you can download the episode, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, because we will be doing more of these sewing cosplay episodes, and you're not going to want to miss it.
Indeed. And don't forget that we've got a presence on the socials. Just go to Google+ and look for Know How. Once you apply, it'll take just a few moments for you to get an approval. And once you're in, you get access to almost 11,000 Kitas. That's our know-it-alls, people who can answer your questions, people who maybe you can help out with the project, and always where you can show us videos, pictures of what you've built, so we can put them on the show. Again, go to Google+ and look for Know How.
And if you want to see what we're doing when we're not on Know How, you're going to want to follow us on Twitter. I am @cranky_hippo.
And you're going to find me @PadreSJ. And Patrick, where did they find you?
@PDelahunty.
Yeah, and there's another member of our crew, longtime member. We couldn't do the show without him. He's our director.
Director.
He pushes all our buttons. His name.
Do this, Patrick.
I create art.
His name is Creator.
Yes.
We call him Creator. And you can find him at twitter.com/ANELF3.
We do have fun, don't we?
We do, indeed. Until next time, I am Father Robert Ballas here.
And I'm Brian Burnett.
I'm Patrick Delahunty.
And now that you so how.
Make it so. Can I use the joke again?
Engage.
Check out this sweet. It's a little short.
Watch your mic, Brian.
It works. Walk away. Walk tall, Brian.
Wow.
Walk tall.
Dude. Wow. Wow, bro.